Hi, Sheldon. What were your thoughts on how Nick Foligno looked on the Tavares line?
Nick played fine today. In terms of the line, I don't think any of our lines really got much going. The special teams, I thought, really ruined the flow of the game at 5-on-5, so I don't think you can take much from the even strength play.
Next up, we'll go to Mark Masters, TSN. Go ahead, Mark.
Sheldon, what stood out about Freddie Anderson tonight?
I mean, he got through the game. He moved well. I'd say that's what stood out. That's really what the game was about, is just getting him through the 60 minutes and feeling good. And by all accounts, it seems that that was the case.
What's your sense of that top power play unit right now, what it needs to do to get feeling good heading into the playoffs?
All I see is to execute. I mean, if you go back and look at each of the power plays, you know, our best players have the puck on their stick at different times, and we just don't make a play. We have to give it directly right back to them, or they take it from us. So it's not a matter of structure or anything like that here tonight. It's just a matter of having the puck on your stick and making the appropriate play. And we failed to do that tonight with our first unit. Second unit, I thought, was excellent. Scored us a great goal.
Next up, we'll go to Kevin McGrann, Toronto Star. Go ahead, Kevin.
Sheldon, I know you want to win and you want to play have your players play the game the right way against Winnipeg, but how important is it getting through that game with a fully healthy lineup?
Yeah, that would be the most important thing for sure. That's the biggest mental hurdle right now. You know, even in a game like this one tonight, you know, you want the team to play well, the guys want to play well, they want to win the game, but our guys know what's around the corner here, and nobody wants to be going into it too banged up. So you're a little shy on everything that you're doing, and you're just not quite into it mentally, but it's a 56-game season, and we're only through 55, so we've got to play the game. We don't have the flexibility to be able to make sweeping changes and sit multiple people. We got to find a way to stay in it mentally enough to make sure that we don't let our guard down, and you know, that's when bad things tend to happen, injuries and such. We got to stay sharp through this next game, and then we can turn the page from there.
Next up, we'll go to David Alter of the Hockey News. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Sheldon, is there a sense of disappointment that perhaps there was the lack of execution in addition to the fact that this was an important game, maybe from an evaluation standpoint as to where Anderson's at, like the two together?
What are you talking about, execution? What are you talking about?
Like, I mean, in terms of you're having your goaltender coming back, that perhaps you expected a better performance in front of him from the skaters in front of him in that regard.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think the two are related.